The Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
Oh, it's a slightly different time today because of the Easter weekend, but for those who have hung around, it is going to be most definitely worth it because the Trial Files guru, Glenn Ingram, has been on fire in recent weeks. If you missed him last week, this is what you missed out on.
Number three, Animator, goes around a massive prize. He opened $51 there at the TAB.
Gee.
He's an ex-Kiwi galloper. He's now trained by Boston Young. He's very forward. He's had a good trial and a good jump-out win. So a little bit of rain around today helped. He's going around a massive price and worth following.
But it's Animator on the inside. It's come from last, shot through along the fence and has got the prize. Animator beats Stay Gold, Spencerado's run.
Number three, Animator, Bo Mertens, 13.30 and 3.50.
Animator, last week, $50 it opened up at. When Glenn tipped it, it was $31. After Gareth Hall had finished with it, it paid $13. Glenn, well done, mate.
Thanks, Michael. What a result for the listeners there.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Now, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but that is now the standard. We expect one of those every week.
Okay, no pressure. See, here we go.
All right. Hey, before we get to your best bets this weekend, what are the top trialers that have stood out for you?
Top five around the ground. Michael Balnarring, the first of the fourth. A heat five, Felicia, a three-year-old filly. Now it's Dean Bernays. Unbeaten in two starts as a two-year-old. She hasn't been seen for 65 weeks, but she's jumping, been jumping out in really, really good fashion down there at Balnarring. So she put a gap on a class five horse there who finished in second. And she's an obvious talent. Goes to Sandown on Monday.
Oh, that's a little asterisk there for Monday, Felicia. There's a couple that have been trialling as well that we'll get to see on this weekend. And Land of the Brave is one of those who goes around in the first on Saturday.
Wow, an unbelievable transformation of blinkers here for this two-year-old son of Star Spangled Banner, trained by Tim Corson. He looked absolutely outstanding out in front, displayed a beautiful action. He strode out with purpose there to win and was very strong through the line. Second fastest jump out of the morning, Michael, so that's always a good sign for the two-year-old. And he's a promising horse, and we look forward to backing him on Saturday at Caulfield.
All right, I like that. Who else has caught your eye?
Over at Caulfield, Heat 1 Teleplay, the five-year-old mare with a price-Kent combination. She had an excellent jump out, finishing second to the race fit Miss Catherine on the heavy ground. Sat midfield there, was given a strong piece of work late. Finished second to that three-year-old filly. So she loves wet track, Teleplay, and she has a great record first up. She's certainly worth following. And over at Mornington, Michael, on the 8th of the 4th, Heat 1, quality field here. Pippi, Hummer, Hummer, and Lyre. I thought Lyre was excellent. Finished in third there, closed off really strongly. She's rejuvenated, Michael, from her two-year-old form. The Freedman Stable has got her going really well. So a horse we're keen to follow.
All right, I like that. Very, very good indeed. And Pippi, obviously, we're looking forward to seeing her back as well. All right, Glenn, let's get down to where we make our dollars. And I like it when you have a few selections, especially on a Thursday. Today at Kilmore. And I'm a little concerned, though, because Mick Sharkey's in the ownership of this one that you have selected for us, and yet he didn't really pump it up too much.
Ah, well, that's a concern if he's in the ownership. She's been slow out. That's an issue. She's been slow out in her jump out, but I loved her. She's got a nice big action. She's big and strong. She looks very much like a dad-ridden tycoon. So I'm really impressed with her, but she'll need to jump well and do everything right to win there on debut today.
All right, I like that. I don't trust Sharky when he's got a first starter in, so it's good to get your professional thoughts about Wild Charlotte tonight, or today, I should say. What about Pakenham tonight?
Pakenham race four, number three, Samurai Moon. Now, this horse we black-booked as a two-year-old, and he come back with a really strong jump out. He was very strong late at Geelong over 1,000 metres. Look, he hasn't been missed in the market. He opened up $9 there with TAB. They smashed him. He's into $3.90. Of course, the second favourite to come out, so there was some deductions, but really strong support and very keen to take on that favourite tonight in race four. So we're going to back Samurai Moon at about that $4.
All right, the money's already on, but we'll still jump on race four, number eight. Anything else for Pakenham?
No, that's it for us tonight. Just best from the trials at Caulfield on Saturday, race one, number seven, Land of the Braves. Very keen on this colt. He looks a real outstanding type. Race 3, number 7, Highland Jack, had two jump outs at Caulfield. His latest was very good. We know he's a good stayer, so look for a forward showing from him. And in race 6, number 4, Vinland, had that two jump outs at Flemington, beat Buffalo River Home in the fastest of the morning at Flemington last Friday. So very keen on those three, Michael. Land of the Brave, Highland Jack, Vinland.
All right, we like that. Highland Jack's good value too at $6.50 in race number 3. Glenn, good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.
Glenn Ingram with the trial files. That wraps up today's program. And don't forget, tomorrow is Good Friday. So we won't be here. I'll be back on Saturday between 10 and 12 with Matty Stewart and Dan Malecki, counting down to day two of the championships and the big Easter meeting. And then on Saturday, on Monday, I should say, it'll be a Saturday format. So it'll be 10 to 12 again. And we'll be back on Racing Pulse on Tuesday from 8:30. Enjoy your Easter. Back plenty of winners.